To be here with you on this beautiful Friday. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing excellent today. How about yourself?
I'm so happy. We had the most lovely day in the office, and it was such a beautiful opening for our discussion today that I've just been really excited.
Awesome.
Of melding the mind and body, our topic for today. And thank you all for the wonderful feedback on our first episode, for the comments and questions. We're really excited to be back with you from beautiful Lake Orion, Michigan, on unceded Potawatomi territory here in Michigan. And Steve, why don't you kick us off today?
I think we're going to get a little started today by talking about our luminous energy field. It's God. This field that's all around us that we can't, some of us can see and some of us cannot, but other people will call it your aura or your magnetic body field. So it does go by a few different names. I'm going to refer to it as the luminous energy field, or LEF, as I'll commonly refer to it.
And that's how Alberto talks about it, doesn't he?
Yep, that's exactly how Alberto talks about it. And he describes it as this energy field that's all around us that is, it's not linear with time at all. So this field is constantly rotating, very similar to how the magnetic field of the Earth. So it's like we comes out the top of our head,
goes out
around,
like this.
Yep, goes around our body, stretches about 1 to 2 feet below our feet down into the earth, and then comes back up through our feet through a, we'll call it a tunnel through our body.
Okay.
That is on the molecular level. So it's a very thin entry and exit points throughout our body that field operates and continuously helps us maintain our things that are going on in our lives. And so that's where we start talking about the mind and the body is because.
So wait, can I ask a couple questions on this field? Is that the same as the aura?
Yes.
Cool. So a different word for aura. And is it the same as the chakras?
No, chakras exist inside the LEF. So the chakra system is like a subsystem of our LEF.
Got it. Okay. No, thanks. That's really helpful. So if for those of you who can't see, Steve is showing an apple shape coming out of his head. It's like a toroidal figure around. And we'll put some posts on and some pictures on later. But I want you to talk more about this field, Steve, because the aura in the field seems to be like our spacesuit, right? Like it's catching the stuff before it can get to our physical body, or is it a part of our physical body, or what's your understanding?
Our luminous energy field, our LEF, is outside of our time, but creates lower frequencies to manifest our physical bodies within linear time. So whatever So whenever it decides to shed these lower frequencies, our LEF, our bodies die. And then when it decides that it wants to experience a lifetime in the physical realm again, it'll create these lower frequencies. As a result, we are born again into our new body. Our physical bodies are contained inside. The LEF organizes the body in the same way that a magnet organizes metal filings or the iron filings on
glass. Got it. Yeah, so, and that's that figure of the alignment with the polarity. And Steve is covering a lot here really quickly. Well, no, this whole idea of this energy field, right? Like I talk a lot with people about you are not the car. You're the driver.
Yep.
And that our thoughts tend to rely in the biofield or this luminous energy field, which is our energy body. And it is a hologram representation of us. But I love the way that you described how it connects us both to the earth and the physical. And I think sometimes, at least initially, when I was trying to wrap my mind around these concepts, I had a hard time making peace with the fact that I wasn't all tissues. There's space even within the atoms.
Yep.
At a quantum cosmic level.
Yes.
And we're as much space within as we are in the universe. Like how many, I think there's 40 trillion atoms in the body.
It's a lot.
And the cells, I think, have a wisdom that the organism organizes into, but I think we don't talk enough about this field. And isn't that where the shamans work?
Yes. Yep.
Can you tell us more about like why we care about the luminous energy field?
Let me get into, let's get into that a little bit more. Like just imagine, I'll describe the LEF more, and then with that will come all the answers that you're seeking. Pretty much the LEF, imagine as you're wrapped in a translucent multicolored orb pushing blue, green, magentas, and yellows out above your skin, streams of golden light. The shimmer and the flows of currents that fuse those whirlpools of light swell between your skin and the membranes of your LEF. So it's always your LEF can get super tight to your skin so that you can just encase yourself, or you can project your LEF out more if you need that bigger bit of space.
Okay. So we can control this.
Yes. Yes, you can. Now with that membrane of the LEF, this reservoir of vital force is indispensable to our health as oxygen, nutrients, get tongue-tied sometimes, carried by our blood, and they're carried in our blood like it's a living energy field. So they are the purest, most precious fuel for our life. So when we're suffering from, even if we're suffering from disease, so if our LEF gets depleted through stress, environmental pollutants, illnesses, or things like that, by replenishing this essential fuel, we can extend our active, healthy years in our health and our vitality. Our LEF has a similar shape. We already talked about the similar shape to a donut. That's probably the best way.
Like a donut or a torus, like that field. And I really like how you were talking about the colors, because I think, and light. And one of the things that we're starting to see is the concept of biophotonic light. Have you ever heard about this?
No, this is something a little new to me.
The cells themselves, when they divide and they look under the microscope, they make a flash of light.
Okay.
So like we are constantly generating our own light. And that's part of the reason that sunshine is really healthy for you when done well, or through linen clothes, or being in nature where you're around that infrared energy. Mm-hmm. Because we get that from Father Sun and from Mother Earth, which is why the field is the bridge between our physical bodies and our environment. And it's through the blood cells that you so beautifully named that this flow, think about back to when you did science experiments, right?
Yeah.
And we took that little battery and or the little cord, and we wrapped it around the copper wire and connected it through to make the circuit. That was wrapping around the flowing tube. Think about our body for a second. We have heme, iron molecules, heme in the blood, yep, that are flowing through these tubes that are wrapped in muscles. And I think our heart is a generator for this field, that the brain is a battery. This is what Dr. Andrew Taylor Still said, the founder of osteopathy 150 years ago, who I think was a shaman. Mm. Sounds like it anyway. He sounds a lot like Shaman Steve.
You know, there's a lot that overlaps.
That's why I'm so excited we're talking about this, Steve, because this also matches the yogic traditions of Ayurveda, talking about chakras and the traditional Chinese version of qi or life force energy. Yep. I think we're all talking about the same thing.
That's exactly it. There's so many different words for exactly just, there's different words for the LEF, the aura, the body's magnetic field.
I do love that LEF though, luminous energy field.
Yes.
It just feels good to say. And Alberto Villodos, for those of you who don't know, is the founder of the shamanic tradition that Steve studied in, right? He was an anthropologist?
Yep, that's what he was, an anthropologist. And
he is an anthropologist.
Still is. he didn't lose that degree.
I don't think so. And he's still practicing and writing and teaching.
Yes, he is.
Extensively, and just, it's really beautiful. Some of the work and how he's allowed at least my energy to open up. It's been beautiful for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He still does teachings. He still does workshops. You can catch everything in through his.
Maybe one day he'll listen to the podcast and be a guest. That could be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, no. So How do you make peace with, like, when you're working in this luminous energy field? So do you even care about the body, or not really, because you're affecting the field?
But we do care about the body, because the body helps feed that field.
Oh, got it. So it's chicken or egg, like it's creating itself by being co-created?
Yeah. You have to think about anything like emotional things, physical traumas, any of this gets imprinted into our luminous field too. So like those physical things or those mental things that happen to us get imprinted into our LEF. And so that energy just stays between our body and the LEF, always affecting us, you know, in that way. So until you get that cleaned out of your chakra system and get it cleaned out of your LEF, that energy is going to be stuck in you, and you're going to constantly be dealing with these issues. So you, with treating the physical ailment like you do through your manipulation and everything that you do, you also have to treat the mind with that. And when I say you have to treat the mind, you have to treat your energy of your body and your mind together. And through an illumination process that, you know, that we do, you know, we can figure out where that some of that stuck energy is, or where that's affecting, what a chakra it's affecting inside your body, and go in and see what we can do about trying to find the root cause of that. Get that, pull that energy out of your LEF. So then it's starting to let your body heal more and more. So then that original problem's gone. Now we're going to have to deal with all the other problems that came, that it caused along the way. So we're not just going to deal with the root cause. Now we're going to have to go, okay, we got the root cause. Now let's see how the rest of this plays out. Okay, we're still having some issues because that root cause caused another problem. So now we're going to go grab that one out.
It's, we got to go fix the flooding before we go fix the dam, because it's the consequences and the compensations. And I think, thank you, Steve, that's really helpful. And as we talk about the body, we know the body keeps the score. So when you experience physical trauma, the fascia deforms and there's a piezoelectric effect that allows the fascia to store the charge of that trauma, which helps you as the organism not die. Because it's really important not to die.
When it's not your time, yeah.
That's, we know a short life can be a good life. And part of us, like, we know this is not permanent. And our physical bodies are the vehicle, but we are the driver. And so that mind-body connection, I think, is an important separation, because we can intervene at different levels. And I feel like sometimes when I'm working on a physical body with somebody who has stuff in the field or the mindset, at least from my experience, sometimes like I'm trying to change a science experiment after we've poured the chemicals together, because the physiology has processed that out and the body seems to be like the precipitate that comes out of the energy field. But I also wonder if the extension of the fascia goes into the field to create it, because of that charge. And this is my like personal interest in research, because it's, I think, such a fascinating field that we know nothing about.
Yeah, I'd have to think on that concept of the fascia out extending out into the field a little bit more.
You were saying something about how the field holds the emotional traumas, and that seems to be 100% sure.
Oh,
because you see people go into a session, either with me or Steve, and they come out and they're like, my story changed. Like the one person who had a shamanic illumination after smoking for years, and they were like, had an ancestor that was a smoker, and oh, we cleared out the ancestor, and they never picked up a cigarette because they tasted so bad after they tried it again.
And it's funny that you bring it up the way you do, is because our LEF is an imprint of all of our lives and our past lives all as one. So all those memories and everything are all retained within the LEF. And then, so then we're imprinted. So our first imprint is from our mother in the womb. So that's our first imprint. So,
that makes sense.
So then we're getting imprints from wherever, from her whole family line, because she was imprinted in the womb in her mother, and so on and so forth, you know, throughout.
And did you know that in a mother, her daughter's eggs are present?
Yes. I just did read something more recently about that. And I was just like, that's interesting. I've never thought about
that. So like we're already, the next generations are being determined currently through our births and deaths.
But yeah. And when you bring up how that your friend that was a smoker, and then they went through the healing process, and then they never picked up a cigarette again. When we look at, some people call them generational curses or family curses, these are imprints within the LEF that were imprinted on someone in your family, and then as they had children, were imprinted on them, forth and so on down the line.
And that's
so,
what you were talking about with the horse kicking stuff last episode, is like that fear of horses doesn't make sense when we're all driving motorized horses.
Exactly. So that it all traces back to our ancestors. They can leave such an imprint in our lives without us even really knowing it. And so that we think that we have to take this burden on ourselves, and you really don't. You really have many people around you and within your life that are there for you and willing to step up and be a part of your healing process, as long as you want that healing process to continue throughout your life.
And I also think that we are not a broken toy in need of being fixed. Like, we are complex, multidimensional beings with ancient wisdom in our bones. Well, like, the ancientness of our bodies is so powerful to sometimes sit with it. And I, one of the things that's coming in to talk about is how dissociated we get, how easy it is for us to step out of our bodies and into this field, because a lot of us had to dissociate to survive.
It's just disassociating in a different manner. Because a lot of times we think about disassociating because things are bad.
Negative context,
Right. You're trying to get out of but maybe lean into it and through it.
Mm.
And then that will help push that energy properly.
I like that. And that's, I think, the biggest thing with moving the energy is realizing that our thoughts, our intentions control that flow, and our breath.
If you speak it into existence, it will be.
And that gets back to, again, our last theme on self-forgiveness. And how's your Ho'oponopono's going?
Mine are going good. How about yours?
I've been practicing a lot more this week, and it's been really nice. Thanks for asking.
It does make a difference in your daily approach when you get up in the morning and do that right in the mirror after that morning shower. It's great.
And I think all of this after this wild election season, and congratulations to our new president. It's interesting to see. I'm excited to see what RFK does in terms of helping the pharmaceutical industry have some accountability, and we'll see. And that's the energy that changes. It's the pendulum that's swinging, and we're all kind of subject to both the collective consciousness as well as the individual, and this stored trauma, either in our bodies or in our fields. And that's the place where Shaman Steve and I tend to come in and work, is that we are trying to clear that out, because I don't think there's anything of good or bad energy. I think it just gets stuck.
And that's what it is. It's like a clog. Sometimes you got to go in there and...
Shaman Steve, the energetic plumber, everyone.
You could go in and pull that clog out. I'll speak in terms that everyone can understand, because then they can relate to it better. But that's exactly what you have to do, because when this energy just gets stuck, it can swing its angry head or ugly head or positive head, depending on how the energy is stuck and in what way it is stuck. So it can be a positive thing, but at the same time, it can be a very negative thing too, leading to many crippling phobias within ourselves, especially in today's society, with how much social pressure there is with being on social media, or however you want to picture it. There's a lot more social pressures than there are now. So we're in need of more help with trying to navigate this world.
And that's one of the reasons we wanted to share with you that we're doing a live podcast for y'all, is we really feel like it's important to tune into the energy of the moment and to give you what is being put in through spirit here into your energy field. And we hope that by listening to this, that you can feel your charge increasing. Think of you like a battery, right? Let's think of increasing our voltage. And a couple of ways that we learned to do that, we're going to teach you some dragon breathing and a few other things eventually, but just noticing your body and being present with it, and then noticing your field and being present with that. And Steve was saying, how close is your field to your body? Are you big and expanded today? Are you feeling smaller? And we can adjust that. And I love to be able to feel that tube of light. Sometimes people talk about it as a bubble. For me, it feels easier to connect all the way to the center of the earth from my feet and imagine it as a tube of light that goes infinitely up and infinitely down, that I can help modulate like an aperture on a camera.
Yeah.
And that way I'm always maintaining my connection to our mother, the earth, deeply through my feet, because I think grounding is another really important thing to help connect your field to your body.
Yeah, that's topic I think that we need to
maybe next time is grounding, or
yeah, just some grounding and some other general things to do to help ground ourselves and connect ourselves through some breath work or some meditation. So I think next time
we're going to be teaching all of these different topics, I'm sure. And this was really a goal to get us covered into those spaces of where is your next healing step calling you to go? Are you feeling it's in your physical body? Are you feeling like the issue is in your field? Because I think a lot of well-meaning doctors and seekers and collaborators, which is what we call our patients and the folks that come to see us, is how can we best be of service to help you live your best energetic life? As Steve mentioned, getting through to the root cause and saying, hey, let's understand that you are so complex and so beautiful and so perfectly human. Because that's the magic of the human experience on this earth, I think, is that we are able to actualize our spiritual selves in a physical form.
Yeah.
And it feels good to drive that car down Woodward Avenue. And
sure does. It really does. One of the things that we need to think about is with our energy field is what we're letting in. When you're in a situation when it's not the greatest in the world, what are you letting into your field? What are you letting get
what am I allowing?
Yes. What are you
to
allowing?
To hurt my feelings.
Exactly.
Wow. Because so. I do personalize a lot of things when I get frustrated.
We all do. It's part of being human.
And isn't it funny? One of the themes that I think working with the stuff we talked about last week that was so helpful for me is I can laugh at myself now when I have a human moment instead of be grumpy.
Yeah.
Or shameful or condescending or angry, because we all make mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. So I know we're getting ready to...
Yeah, do you want to lead us in a practice today?
No, actually, I want to end us with a quote today. Mm. And then we'll, you know, I know we're...
I actually brought a quote too.
Okay, I'll go with mine first and then you can go with yours. All problems are illusions of the mind. Ultimately, this is not about solving your problems. This is about realizing there are no problems, only situations that need to be dealt with now or to be left alone and accepted as part of the isness of the present moment until they can be changed or dealt with. That's by Eckhart Tolle.
Read that again for me.
All problems are illusions of the mind. Ultimately, it is not about solving your problems. It's about realizing there are no problems, only situations to be dealt with now or to be left alone and accepted as part of the isness of the present moment until they are changed or can be dealt with. Mm.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
The isness. And it's interesting to finish this last little piece from the book Receiving God by Jason Shulman. There is no form or freedom that does not include our limitations and suffering. If you want to eat something delicious, then eat the whole apple. If you eat only the core, you are foolish. If you eat the skin alone, you will go hungry. If you peel the apple, exposing its inner fruit with no obstacle to your teeth, you will miss the crisp snap that is also part of the experience of eating an apple. My advice, let God or Spirit taste all of you. Don't be ashamed that you have a fruitless core, a hard skin, and a soft pulp that turns brown in its unprotected state. If you let God eat you up completely, God will be your constant companion. Yum.
I like that. That's a good one.
I think we have to allow ourselves to be tasted and experienced. And one of the brief practices we can do as we check in with our breath is hold your physical body in one side and hold your luminous energy field in the other and feel them merging or feel them separating and coming in and out with your breath and with your intention and start to play here.
Mm-hmm.
Be a little curious. And we're really excited to hear in your comments what you would discover about this luminous energy field.
I'm excited to see what comments we can get back.
We are well on our journey and our isness is here. So thank you for helping me meld these weird mind concepts with a just empowered experience of being on this beautiful Friday. And Shabbat Shalom to our Jewish friends. Off to a beautiful weekend. And Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
It's always fun to spend time with you. And we will see you guys next week at The Still Point, where medicine meets the sacred.